Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your emails and also read your reviews. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I, producer Maria.
Let's see if we have any new reviews.
This is from Tilly Bird. Fantastic podcast. I found this through listening to The Alarmist. You should check that one out as well. Everyone involved is fantastic. Great job, y'all.
Oh my God, I love this one. This one is from T-Bald666. It says, Web Crawlers is like Coast to Coast, but for the gals, gays, and theys.
That's an amazing quote.
I love that. That is 100% what I would like our podcast to be for. Read the one about you.
This is from Louise B. This is met Melissa at a Satanic Temple mixer when she told me she had a podcast. I was skeptical. Not a white man. But I listened to a few of their episodes and was immediately hooked. It didn't take long for me to join Patreon, where I found a hidden message that leads you to their tier system for a one-time payment of $450. You can join Webcrawler's Patreon clear. Just $450 and they'll wipe your brain and replace all your memories with Webcrawler's NFTs, complete episodes, and personalized coupon for their merch that never expires. It's so easy to use. Just scan your tattooed barcode and get 5% off every order. I love the Webcrawlers. I love being clear. Yes. That's amazing. That is fantastic.
That's so good. Should we play some voicemails? Get
yes.
up on this.
Yes.
What's up? This message is for the Web Crawlers. Hello, ladies. I was listening to your episode and you begged for new listeners to call you. And honestly, you didn't ask for anything specific. You just said to call. So what's up, bitches? I'm calling. And also, my voice is absolutely giving out. So hopefully next time when I call, you won't recognize me at all. I'm just a fucking ghost. But anyway, boing, have a good day. Bye.
Great. Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you for your call.
Hi, this message is for the Web Crawlers. Hi, Allie, Melissa, and Maria. This is Chloe from Patreon. And
hi.
Thank you, Allie. I love my name, too. So I've been meaning to call for a while, but I am a socially anxious bimbo with ADD, so... Phone calls
yes,
are
queen.
Hard, but I've been listening from the very beginning. I'm way behind. I have no idea what you're talking about now. in one of the original mini episodes, so like almost a year ago, Maria asked you guys before the main topic, like, what's everyone's favorite McDonald's meal? And I was like, Maria, why? Wait. Like, where is this going? But y'all, I will never, ever doubt her again. Maria knew. But she had a message to share with the world, and this was her platform to do it. Because, Allie, Melissa, I don't remember what your choices were, but Maria, yeah. Girl, I was sitting on the edge of my tub, shaving my legs, like, listening to a podcast. But when you said
that, sounds fun.
That a McGriddle was a sandwich between two pans. I like turned around and looked at my phone incredulous. And I knew that I had to call my boyfriend and tell him this news. Because we always thought it was like, you know, like an English muffin situation. But this is amazing. So I called my boyfriend who introduced me to the pod. And I was like, oh my God, you'll never guess what I heard on Web Crawlers. So next thing we tried them. And guys, they are freaking amazing. They're so life-changingly good. We talked about it for weeks. They're so good. We're also bored because of quarantine. So everything is a bigger deal. But I wanted to let you guys know that I love the pod. I love all of you. And the girls are amazing. And I will never doubt Maria again. So love you guys. Bye.
Okay, that's this is wild.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because I don't know, this comes out before or after the main episode?
After.
Yeah, I mean, our main episode this week, for if anyone who just decided not to listen to it, is about McDonald's, and then that voicemail about McDonald's.
You know what's
crazy
is that next week's episode, I'm doing mine on why McDonald's ice cream machines are always broken.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'm glad I was going to include that in my episode today. Thank God I didn't.
It's a whole thing. We'll get into it. It's fascinating.
I just want to just touch down on the McGriddle conversation again, because you know...
Touchdown!
So this is my breakfast. Do you guys want to hear my breakfast order?
Yeah, love to.
Okay, I get an egg McMuffin with cheese, no sausage or anything or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just get a McGriddle, like the pancakes on the side. So then, and then I just eat those with my hand. Like I just eat the McGriddle buns, like without the sandwich. And then I'll have hash browns. And then I just got an Americano from there. And it's really good.
Yes. I would say one thing I've heard about the McDonald's coffee, the McCafe, is that you should not get milk-based drinks because I don't know how often they change like the milk dispensers, and I heard they get a little moldy.
I don't get milk. I don't get, because they always put too much milk in anyway. So if I get an Americano, I usually just, because if Craig brings it back, then I'll just put some of our own milk in there.
Smart.
And you know what's crazy about this is that last night, Martin was looking for like, it was like 10 o'clock and we're like, oh, we're still kind of hungry. And so Martin's like, well, what's open on DoorDash? He's like, well, McDonald's. And there's a new crispy chicken sandwich apparently there.
It's all the rage.
And we got it.
And?
It was great.
I'm going to tell you guys something that you're going to be shocked by.
What?
Okay?
You've already had it.
No, I haven't had it. But look, I only have fast food once in a while. It's not like a thing that I make a habit out of.
Well, good for you.
I don't want people to think I'm like, you know, a fast food hound or anything over here. Like I'm over, you know. But Craig, I've always poo-pooed Craig's love of Arby's. Okay? Because Craig's always like, Arby's makes a good
Arby's
sandwich.
Arby's famous roast beef sandwich.
The beef and cheddar is so good.
And I'm always like, whatever. But let me tell you, their horsey sauce with their potato cakes, hello, baby, let's go.
But that horsey sauce is so good.
It's so good. But I tried their turkey gyro, like their G-Y-R-O. Like
gyro.
It's just shaved,
yeah,
it's just shaved turkey with like tzatziki sauce and everything.
Oh.
It was so good, you guys.
Wow.
Okay. So if you're driving by an Arby's and you're thinking to yourself, I don't want a whole roast beef, but I want maybe a little turkey something, try it out.
Don't get me started on Panda Express.
Oh, boy.
Panda Express is good. Panda Express, I feel in my head. Like when I after I eat it, like my head, like I feel expanding. Like there's so
maybe
much,
it's the MSG. It makes me all the feel salt. Powerful.
It does. It's either just eating pure power or it's the sodium.
It hits me just right.
That's
every
so
time.
Good. So good. Oh my God, I want Panda Express so bad right now.
It's honestly like the best Chinese food in LA.
Do you get the orange chicken?
Torn apart, but I get the orange chicken. I get the honey walnut shrimp.
Oh, the honey walnut shrimp is
my God, it's
you go
good.
Chow mein,
so
beef
good.
And
of course, chow mein. No beef, broccoli. I don't eat beef unless it's like really nice.
Unless it's fat burger.
Unless it's fat burger. Or Five Guys. You're right. Only if it's like a nice burger place, like Fat Burger.
Like In-N-Out.
Like In-N-Out. Right. But yeah, so should we play the next voicemail?
Sure.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Leela again, coming at you with another TikTok-related story, just because that's where I saw this. So I live in New York, I've mentioned that before, but I watched a TikTok earlier, my friend sent it to me, and they have opened a pop-up shop in the Flatiron area. Did I say what it was for? Oh my God,
no.
That's embarrassing. They opened a Dippin' Dots pop-up shop. In the Flatiron area, and I want to go tomorrow, but it's going to be raining all day, so I don't know if I will, but I will go and report back. I read online that it's a pop-up shop with like 13 gourmet, in quotation marks, flavors, so I'm very excited to try and report back to you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Wow. Dippin' Dots pop-up. Yeah, when did that happen?
Wow. I'm not sure, but
that is shocking.
Good for them. I'm glad they're kind of taking initiative and doing stuff that, you know, being a little hipper than normal. Yeah,
it's about time.
I don't see anything about this on the internet.
Oh, no.
Because they don't take it seriously. This should be a thing. This should be like Britney's in the zone. People should drive by and there should be a huge Dippin' Dots pop-up sign. And people should be taking pictures of it and should be a social media extravaganza.
Yeah, it should be like the selfie museum or like the museum of ice cream. Yes.
This is from February 26th. The first Dippin' Dots store in New York City is now open. The ice cream is coming to the Flatiron District. But this article was all the way down at the bottom of the Google search results.
They need to hire an SEO person.
Ice cream flavors will include rainbow ice, cookies and cream, banana split, caramel bliss.
These are not like artisanal. I thought it was going to be like lavender, like cream cheese or something, or like
I'm not even mad that they're not going, because they need to perfect the bare bones Dippin' Dots before they get a little Jenny's crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I don't need like a brandy butterscotch shit from Dippin' Dots unless I know you guys are balls to the wall.
True. Okay, but let me tell you something. On this article, there's an advertisement for Nathan's hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And now, let me tell you, I've got a hankering for a dog.
We had hot dogs last night.
I had hot dog last night at the Staples Center. You know what's...
What?
Okay, hot dog what do you, queens over here. Hot dog
what do you
queens.
Eat on your hot dog? What do you get on your hot dog?
Well, Craig's a Chicago boy, so... This summer, when Craig would make them on the grill, and then I'd chop up onion, tomato, and pickles, and then that's what I'd put on it. Now, yesterday, Craig got some chili and put some cheese in the chili.
Chili dog.
Chili
dog.
Warmed
dogs.
It up. Yeah, warmed it up, and then put that on it with some chopped onions. But I
Maria,
need...
chili dog blasucci.
Hell yeah, I'll take that.
You know what
about
Martin...
you, Melissa?
Let's hear what
this Canadian weirdo does.
Martin is a fucking psycho. He eats his hot dogs plain.
Martin, why?
Hot dog and bun. Hot dog bun.
Just a dry
That's
dog.
It. Hot dog and a bun. Psychotic. Psychotic.
No ketchup, no mustard, no nothing.
Nothing.
That's concerning.
So he, whenever we get hot dogs, he gets it plain. And I'm like, you're fucking insane. And I had a bite of his hot dog last night. And I was like, okay. And it was good because the bun was like kind of really soft and it was warm.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a good high quality hot dog with a high quality bun.
You gotta put ketchup, mustard, onions. You gotta put all sorts of shit on there.
I won't do tomatoes. Tomatoes doesn't sound good to me.
I like some relish occasionally.
Yes.
If it's not too sweet.
Ooh, maybe like a pickled onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I am looking at hot dogs. I Googled imaged hot dogs right now.
Google's freaking out that someone Googled imaged hot dogs.
Just Google. I mean, look at these babies. Wow.
Have you guys been to that place, Verstucca, that sausage place?
Oh, Verstucch? Verstucch?
Yeah, however.
And they also have pretzels.
They do? I've never had their pretzels.
They have like rattlesnake sausage.
They have the best sausage stuff. Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't been
there. I haven't been there in a long time, but it's good. Get back to these voicemails.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Jen from Texas, and I'm calling in regards to your last show and wanted to let you know that it is possible for an adult to receive a child's organ. My sister, who is 41, had a kidney transplant back in September, and her donor was 3 years old, which is heartbreaking. Whoa. But the transplant was successful, and she will have to grow the kidney to be an adult-sized kidney, which will take her 15 years or whatever.
Whoa.
But they said that they gave her the child's kidney specifically because she's a younger person, that kidney will last her to the rest of her life, rather than giving her like a 65-year-old kidney,
right.
You know, that would break down. So I just wanted to let you guys know that it is possible, and I love the show. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Fascinating, because we were talking about if an adult could receive like a child's organ, and apparently you can.
That's crazy.
The body is a crazy thing. The body is a crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense to give you a younger organ so it lasts longer.
Yeah,
so you have less complications with it. Fascinating.
What is Allie? What is this picture you just sent? This is every kind of hot dog you could possibly.
These are all
get.
Sorts of different hot dogs.
And the one from Japan, it's an octopus hot dog.
Yeah, so you cut it like an octopus. So you have the hot dog, and then you cut it 8 times at the bottom so it looks like little legs, and then it looks like they fry it.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Wow. Oh my God, hot dogs are so good.
I mean, I'm like, I have to have a hot dog today now.
In Korea, it's a corn dog coated with crinkle cut fries and fried on a stick, and then you serve.
These
it
are big
ketchup.
Now. These are big now. So there's
they
a lot
are?
Of new pop-up shops in LA of these.
Oh, you had these recently, right?
I posted it being like, has anyone had these? Do I need one?
What is this? I need to know everything about
what is this? I saw it on Postmates and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, the Michigan dog, tomato-based meat, chili sauce, and mustard. Yeah, chili and mustard.
Wow, this is, I could put this on my wall.
Maria, I just tweeted I would post this as a, I would use this as a poster in my house.
Wow. And so do you see the Chicago dog? So this is kind of what we make at our house. And we do the pickle spears. Greg has the celery salt, the tomatoes, the chopped onions, and then the green relish we don't usually have. And then the mustard.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So I'm a New York dog. I do. This is what I was thinking of. Sauerkraut. So I'm, except I add ketchup. So I do ketchup, mustard, and sauerkraut. I don't know what onion sauce is. So I do ketchup, mustard, sauerkraut.
I like a Coney dog. Chili, chopped onions, and cheese.
Yeah, a short hot dog. I think I just called it a hot dog.
Hot dog. Like our hot brains dog. Are going to mush because we've been talking about hot dogs for so long.
If an x-ray looked at all of our brains, they all of a sudden morph into just long hot dogs.
And the roasting on the thing.
It'd just be a roasting hot dog.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm so sorry. This message is for the web crawlers. I left message before and I panicked and noped out. I had two things that I wanted to say. Well, I had three things that I wanted to say. One, I love you. You guys are awesome. Your podcasts are amazing. I love Allie's laugh. Like, that's a point of contention, I guess, but it shouldn't be because her laugh is magical. I'm so sorry. Phone anxiety is a thing, and it's definitely my thing. I walk down this trail with my dog every day. This is going to sound so much like a tangent. I walk down this trail with my dog every day. I call it the murder trail, fondly, because it's like this trail through the woods, and it's fenced on both sides. I'm trying to keep it short. But anyway, I walk down this trail with my dog every day. I saw a thing, and it's kind of like a cryptid thing. So it makes me feel like a little bit spooky, like that little bit of like, but that tingly arm feeling where you get like dizzies. It moves like a rabbit, but it's bigger than a rabbit, and I don't know exactly what it is, and it freaks me out because it's early in the morning.
A capybara?
And it's probably like a totally normal thing. Oh, dear Lord, I sound crazy.
A giant rabbit?
No, you don't.
Anyway.
What's a capybara?
Y'all cover serial killers a lot, so I don't know if you've covered Andrew Cunanan. He's the guy who killed Versace. He like shot him and then like the myth goes like the bullet ricocheted off and like killed a dove, which is poetic and some shit maybe. I don't know if you can have a favorite serial killer, but he went down a weird ass spiral and it's interesting to me. So I don't know if you would consider covering something like that in the future, but I love you guys. I'm so sorry. My voice sounds super weird on the phone. And
no, it doesn't.
This is it. I love you. Bye.
This is it.
This is it. Wow. So
that was an all-star voicemail. That was fantastic.
Andrew Cunanan. There was a show. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like
the one. The one. Yeah.
It was really
Ryan
good.
Murphy.
Oh, it was Ryan Murphy's show. Yeah.
Okay, I looked up capybara. You said that, and these are nuts looking.
They're from Brazil. And let me tell you what's so weird about this is I actually was Googling the capybara a week ago. And let me tell you why. This is so fucking weird. Is all of a sudden I was thinking, is a capybara Maria's spirit animal? And I don't know why.
What?
And I don't know why, because since I was little, the capybara has been in my head because in environmental science, we learned about the capybara from Brazil. And I thought it was so weird looking. For some reason, I have just always thought about it.
And that's why it's my spirit animal, because it weirds you out.
Yeah. But then I never looked up.
That's weird.
Because I couldn't think of the name capybara. And then I kept looking up chupacabra. And I was like, no, I don't mean chupacabra. There's the other animal I'm thinking of. And it was capybara.
They're so strange looking. And there's one here with like a little bird sitting on its head. And they just seem to be...
They're only in Brazil, though?
It says South America.
Oh.
Except Chile. It says, here's one with like a... It seems things like to land on them. Here's one with a butterfly on them. There's one with monkeys just sitting on it.
Yeah, they're beautiful creatures.
They are. I love them.
Oh my God, this is so funny. The capybara has virtually no defense mechanisms against predators. It just stands still and waits to be eaten.
Oh, no.
That's so sad.
That's why stuff lands on it.
It's not your spirit animal, but they're chill with everything. Look at this cute, like, it just is friends with all animals.
Just waits to die.
Oh, so sad. Capybara.
Hello. This is a message for
Your
boy, B. Mac Ray.
Wow.
Calling from Perth, Australia. Shout out to the Discord. I've been trying to call for ages and I've had like cell issues. But anyway, just some things throwing back to the past. There was that homeboy who like dug that tunnel in his basement.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember what this related to. I just wrote down this thing, so it's about this. But anyway, I think like alarm lamp scooter was something that he did or said or something.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys know what three words. It's like a mapping app that you can use for like, you know, in an emergency. You can go to the app and look and it's like, oh, I'm in this square meter of the world. And they assign three words to that square meter. Anyways, alarm lamp scooter, if you look on the app, it takes you to a farm outside of Obregon in Sonora, Mexico. I don't know, did Homeboy have like treasure buried or something? Maybe there's treasure buried in that farm there. Anyways, worth a look if you know what I'm talking about, because I don't remember what I am talking about.
I don't know.
Something else I wanted to touch on, if I can get in there before the voicemail cuts out. I have a kind of UFO story. Do you remember like back when the voicemail first started, there was like the Gorbachev kid called in a few times?
Yeah.
Talking about tear down this wall and like, I don't know, his messages were pretty befuddling generally to me. But he was talking about seeing a UFO or like a satellite type thing traveling through the sky at night. And he said it was like weaving between stars. And well, that's what I had up in the city, Carnarvon. It's like, I don't know, 800 or 900 Ks north of Perth. And I was camping with my parents and my dad and I were out walking one night. You know, and I used to look at satellites all the time. Anyway, I was looking up and we spotted this satellite, but yeah, it wasn't traversing in like a straight line. It was like zigzagging back and forth across the sky, not far, you know, like probably only a few centimeters or like an inch or so either way. Yeah, so that's kind of weird. I've never heard of a satellite do that. All right, I think that's it. I don't want to overextend my welcome. Big up to you all. And
bye. Yeah, he's talking about the kid who dug the tunnel like near Washington, D.C. or in that area.
Yeah.
His username was 3 Alarm Lamp Scooter. If you put those words into something, it takes you to a spot in Mexico.
I'm just confused about the something that
you, yeah, put, your, you put it in
random
something.
Words into.
This is a message for web crawlers. It's Sarah from Ottawa, Canada. I'm so nervous to call you guys right now, but I heard an episode where you said there's so many repeat callers and that you need new callers. And then I was listening to the Superior Universe Soul Alignment episode. Oh. And I heard Ali say that Hugh Grant's middle name was Mungo, and it made me die laughing. So I just wanted to say that is a hilarious joke. Well, I guess it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Huh. Okay, anyway.
Seriously.
Hilarious fact. So I just wanted to call and say that you guys are my favorite podcast. I love you guys so much. And I wanted to shout out my fellow real-life bimbos, Alana and Allison. I love talking about the show with them. They're amazing. So anyway, I love you guys so much. This is very awkward. I don't know how to end voicemails. Bye.
Hugh Mungo Grant. Okay, next message.
Hello. This your message is for the web crawlers.
No, this is a jab.
I just remembered that I wanted to tell you guys the story. So here goes. So back in 2017, my college girlfriends and I went back to our college town in Washington State for New Year's. So we're at this nightclub that's notorious for being seedy. And there's two stars of the story. One is the Spanish major, and then the other is the friend who literally only knows how to say one thing in Spanish, which the Spanish major taught her, and that is lo quiero dentro, which I think literally translates to I want it inside. So
what?
It was an ongoing joke throughout college that when these two friends got drunk, they would end up flirting with guys in Spanish. So we're back at the dance club.
Oh, no.
They find themselves this man who happens to speak Spanish. So you know what that means. I shit you not, within seconds, this man has literally taken his shirt off in the club to point out and describe his tattoos to my friends. So fast forward a few weeks, and the Spanish major has been texting and Snapchatting with this guy, but they live in different cities, so they don't meet up. Fast forward a few more weeks, and I get a text from the guy I'm seeing asking if everything's okay at my house and if I've heard about what happened on my street, but I hadn't, so he sent me this news alert about police presence on my corner, like a few houses down. So fast forward a few more weeks, and I'm visiting the Spanish major, and she looks at me and says, I have to tell you something. And what the fuck do you know? But the tattooed guy from the club had been arrested because he went on this rampage, and she found out because she hadn't heard from him in a few days. So she Googled his name. So guy was at a karaoke restaurant where he punched a woman in the face, hopped on a bike, and went across the street to an elementary school where he bashed this man's skull into the ground. He lived, but he was like seriously injured. Then he rode down to my corner where he stabbed a man in his 70s 37 times and left him dead in this ditch. So yeah, this guy is serving life, clearly.
Oh my god.
That's really it. Love you guys so much. Bye.
Whoa.
Oh my god. Wow, that's not good. Wow, woo wee wow.
Wow, woo wee wow. Jeez Louise. All right, we got two messages left.
Time is flying.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I am a longtime listener now, and I just wanted to give you guys a call because the voicemail or mailbag episodes literally make me laugh. But I think I have an interesting story for you. Ooh. So the other night, I was like going to a bonfire at a friend's house. It's kind of like an acquaintance of a friend, so I didn't like know the person. Anyways, I get there and me and my friend have to use the bathroom. We were having a bonfire. So we go inside and I just get this like really heavy feeling, like there's like a weight on the entire inside of the house. And it just like didn't happen outside. And like for some reason, like the longer I stayed in there, the more I just like felt gross. And then I just was standing and I was like, I got the word like wood. I was like, I went outside and I told her, I was like, something is in your house and it's coming from the wood. I just got the word wood.
What?
Whatever. I was like, sorry, I'm a nutbag. You haven't even fucking met me before, but I already sound crazy. The next day, the person who was hosting texted my friend who like brought me there and was like, Julia was right. It is coming from the wood.
What?
And like, I don't know what that means. It's pretty cryptic. Like, I didn't get like any elaboration on that, but it was super creepy. And I thought you guys might like that. I mean, I don't know.
What
do you guys do with like if you like feel an energy and then you just like have a word pop in your head? Like, what do you make of that? Like, what are you supposed to make of that?
Psychic.
I don't know. Anyways, an Arios original. I always say that when I start the podcast. I don't know. I just say it out loud. Anyways, this is like not a good voicemail at all, and maybe you should not play it.
Yes, it is.
I think it's great.
You probably won't because it's not good. Anyways, bye.
It's coming from the wood.
I think she's psychic.
Or it's termites.
Yeah. Or it's termites.
I guess
it's like a psychic thing, right? It's just like your vision. You're getting some sort of energy.
You're getting an intuition, yeah.
Well, we got the last voicemail of the day.
Hello, this message is for Melissa, Allie, and Maria from Web Crawlers. This is John Tenney.
Oh.
I am calling in because, according to my notes, I believe this is the anniversary week of my first appearance on Web Crawlers. And I thought I would just call to reaffirm that your podcast is wonderful, exciting, lovely, humorous, informative, and I'd just like to thank all of you for letting me play even the smallest part in it. But keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
John. Is John Tenney the nicest man alive?
Yes.
Like, seriously, what an angel.
John. Angel on earth. Thank you.
We're going to have John on again soon.
John has his own podcast now called What's Up Weirdo. And if you want to listen to that, you should, where all podcasts are found. We love John. Anyways, guys, that's it for today. Please continue calling us. We love your voicemails. Go get yourself a hot dog. God knows I might. Anyways, I am...
The dogs want hot dogs.
Seriously. I bet they do. Anyways, Asher can't have one, though, or else he'll bleed out his little booty. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel. He has Crohn's disease.
I am Melissa Coney Dog Stetton.
Yes, you are.
And I'm Maria Chicago Dog Blasucci.
Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.